Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, featuring Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis.
Blue and Joe Grande, Cannabis Talk 101, live right here at Cannabis Talk 101 Studios at iHeartRadio. What's going down, Mr. Tony Kasai?
Listen up, man. Thank you for listening to our podcast, Cannabis Talk 101, heard all around the world. Make sure you check out our website, CannabisTalk101.com, as we have amazing articles and blogs on our site. Feel free to call us anytime at 1-800-420-1980. Check us out on YouTube at Instagram at Cannabis Talk 101.
Yeah.
Blue is at the number one Christopher Wright.
What's up?
And of course, the podcast papa Joe Grande is at Joe Grande 52. You guys, check out. Y'all. That was funny. Y'all, check out our friends, LoranOils.com. You guys, they have amazing flavors, amazing products. They are in the kitchen here. They've been with us at events. They do pop-ups. They do amazing taste testings. They have chefs come out. They do the gummy tastings. They have amazing products. You guys, check them out. Topical, something special. Check them out at LoranOils.com. Blue,
yes.
Who do we have in the studio today, brother?
Check it out, man. Today on the show, we got a dear friend of mine's Bullets from Philly, South Philly to be exact.
Yes, sir.
Check this out, man. This guy right here has been on West Coast Customs Music, has done albums and different records with the Young Assassins, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Corrupt, Roscoe, and many more artists, to name a few. Right now, here to debut his new clothing line, Young and Rich, right?
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Young and Rich Clothing.
What's up, Bullets? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm good.
Welcome,
man.
Bro.
Hey, he's also a father of four, man. Came out to California to see us right here. What's going down with you, brother? It's been a long time. How's everything going?
Oh, man, everything is good, brother.
Yeah.
Everything is good, man. The Young and Rich Clothing is doing well. You know what I mean? The music is good, doing well, too.
Nice.
You know what I mean? It's been a long time, man. It's good to see you.
Tell me a little bit about this, man. Like, I want to hear about Bullets, right? Like, I know you, so I can dive into many stories and kind of get real deep. But the audience, we want to make sure they know who you are. So tell us about what high school you went to, where'd you come from, and a little bit about yourself.
Oh, I went to Academy Park High School in Sharon Hill, Pennsylvania, which is, as you know, is where Corrupt is from.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Corrupt and Roscoe grew up there. I kind of linked up with Roscoe in high school before he left to move to California.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We, you know, met up battling, beating on the lunch tables and at lunchtime, you know
doing
what I mean?
It. Yeah.
And when he came out here, he actually talked about me to Corrupt and let him know, you know what I mean, about me. And then when Corrupt came home one year, a close friend of mine from Sharon Hill walked me up to Corrupt because I didn't know him.
Right.
Walked me up to him and told him, yo, you gotta hear this guy. You know what I mean? And once he met me, he was like, oh, you're the one Roscoe was talking about.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? So yeah, it's history there.
Yeah. Do you play sports in school?
Yeah. I played basketball for a little while. You know what I mean?
Nice.
But I didn't get along. I was rebellious. So I didn't get along with the coaches and eventually I quit.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So do you any college time?
Nah, no.
Not a college student.
How do you and Blue know each other, man? I know you've known this cat for a while, but how long do y'all know each other?
Yeah, West Coast Customs Music.
We met
building the West Coast Customs Music brand.
Yeah, the House of Collaborations.
House of Collaborations,
HOC,
exactly.
The Hawk, baby. Yes,
you know, when I asked Bullet earlier.
Shout out to Tom Barnes, man.
Yeah. I said, how long you known Blue? He goes, man. As soon as I heard that, I'm like, all right, it's over a decade.
We're counting numbers.
It's been at least 15 years.
Yeah.
At least 15
years. Yeah, we've done shows together, produced in studios.
Absolutely.
I mean, he was reminding me we used to sleep on floors inside of abandoned building that our buddy owned, but it was still an abandoned building. Yeah. There was nothing there, and we just sleep there. And
here in Cali?
Corona, California. Yeah, that was in Corona. We were producing the House of Collaborations, which is the West Coast Customs music, and we were building the portfolio, and we hadn't done anything yet. We were just starting it, so we were kind of under budget, understaffed. And we started, but we had money coming in, no doubt. You know what I mean? Like I said, shout out to Tom Barnes, and it kind of elevated us all. We had all the cars you needed. You know, we had Bentleys and cool shit, but we were just still broke and hadn't really had a hit yet. You know what I'm saying?
So these are the grinding days. I mean, this year, ride or die, this your boy.
Oh, I mean, at one point, shit, I was living in a weekly hotel. Actually, when it started, I was at the weekly hotel with my dad. And I had just lost another company of mine, you know what I'm saying? And I ended up at a weekly hotel, and then I still had a studio across the street. And then I got brought across the street to another studio, Matt's studio. Remember Matt?
Right, yeah.
And then we ended up at Headway. I forgot what Matt's was called, but anyways, forget the name. But, and then we ended up at that studio across the street, and then, Bullet, Bizzle from Cali, and Bizzle from the East Coast from Philly.
Yep.
And then of course the Young Assassins were where everybody was pushing, and as well as wasn't there another group that was developed out of that? The Armory Gang.
Yeah, the Armory Gang.
The Armory Gang. Yes.
Shout out to AK. Rest in peace,
yeah,
AK.
Yeah, man. AK. Damn. Yeah. And then what was it? The Thoughts? Tangled Thoughts?
Tangled Thoughts, yeah.
Which is D.
Shout out to Tech.
Yeah, Tech and D and Kaz. Tech, D, and Kaz. Well, today, D is called Demrick, which is on tour with Exhibit.
Right.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then, so we just traveled up and down the coast doing shows and building content, and we were actually shopping a television show for the whole thing as well.
I knew y'all were tight, because when I saw you hug him, like, that hug was like heartfelt. Yeah. How long has it been since y'all seen each other?
2011.
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah.
Too long, huh?
Yeah.
Too long. Where are we in now? We're in 20. What? 20?
24.
It's been like 13 years.
We haven't seen it, but we've kept in touch, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We always, I pop into Philly, I hit them up, you know what I'm saying? I know it's all my boys when I hit their town, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt.
So tell us a little bit about your music right now. I mean, your music's hot, dog. I know this from, firsthand. I've always admired the way you fucking drop your verses, man.
Thank you.
But, in fact, you know what? You want to drop a verse for us?
I can.
Yeah, let's drop
a beat, or you good a cappella?
Oh no, I'm from Philly.
He's from Philly. All right,
cool. It's not a game. I bite a nigga head clean off and give his chest 20 from the Eagles like B-Doc. I'm ready. 240 Desi's in a vest. I'm gravy. These niggas thinking they sick? Well, I guess I'm rabies. Look, Sammy Gravano's a damage you pronto. I'm a raptor and never been the fuck to Toronto. It's Dama, the MC eater, hairline receder. I'm off the meter. My bars is heaters. Listen, I'm harder than a shot of granddad with a damn bag puffing the damn... Purple my pants sag. Bullets get it done easy. Since day one, I've been a warrior balling like Dunleavy. Beastly, step out the booth and leave them all in flames. Straight jacket flow, pussy, every bar's insane. Believe lames get dealt with. I put a patch on a nigga's eye like a Raiders helmet.
Woo! Damn, bro. That's how PA do it, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Everybody knows, man. Philly is the land of the spitters, man.
I said, you want beats? He said, hell no.
He's the juggernaut. He's the juggernaut and the bull, man.
Yes, sir.
Listen, man, it's Cannabis Talk 101. When we come back, we're going to talk about Young and Rich, man.
Subscribe to our weekly newsletter on our website, CannabisTalk101.com.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
You guys, make sure you catch a newest edition of CannabisTalkMagazine.com. You can find it at your smoke shop. Go to our website, CannabisTalk101.com. Check out the magazine. We have it in a digital version as well, guys. Check it out. We got a new issue coming out soon. Keep an eye out. There's a surprise cover guest for that one. Again, CannabisTalkMagazine.com. Blue, we're back here with your boy Bullets. We're about to talk about his newest clothing line. What you got, man?
Young and Rich Clothing, man. It's definitely the hottest and flyest in urban sportswear. You know what I mean? We do everything. We do everything. Men, women, children, toddlers, all of that.
And it's youngandrichdrip.com, right?
Yes. Youngandrichdrip.com.
Yeah. Dude, I appreciate the swag, man. This shit actually feels really good. Dope. It looks good.
The website looks amazing as well. I mean, honestly, we've known each other for a long time. And to be honest, this brand right here goes back as far as we actually known each other.
Shit,
yeah.
Man.
Oh yeah. So
this was a vision he had back in the day. He used to talk about it. When did you launch it?
Absolutely. I actually launched it in 2014. I was back in Philly from California for a little while. I went on a little street hiatus when I got home. But it's been a vision for a long time though.
Nice, man.
What was the inspiration for the name?
It was actually an unreleased song. Young and Rich was a song that I did that I recorded and it never came out. You know what I mean? But I started like printing up shirts to promote it and all of that. And then once I printed up the shirts and I decided not to release the song, I'm like, what am I going to do with these? You know what I mean? So I just started, selling them out the trunk, you know what I mean? And it caught on, you know what I mean? So once it caught on, I started making new logos and stuff, like everything that you're wearing, everything I have on, I make this by hand, by myself.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I make this in-house.
No.
Why'd you shelf the song?
It just wasn't a right fit at the time.
Have you thought about re-releasing it or doing something like a special drop with the merch?
Yeah. It will be out. It will be out soon.
All right. Cool. Yep.
So listen, I mean, you know, right now you've got how many different, clothing SKUs do you have, right? Like, do you have hats? I mean, you have, multiple colors, obviously, but how many different designs and stuff are on the site right now?
At least 14, 15 different designs. We do everything on the website. We do
beanies,
hats, hoodies, sweatsuits, boxer briefs,
everything,
coffee mugs, everything.
That's dope.
You know what I mean?
That's dope.
Now, you keep it in inventory, or are you doing like a drop ship, or how's that working?
Drop ship. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice, man. Yep. That's the way to do it. Yeah. Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so, who's designing all of the work for you? Are you doing it yourself or?
Me and my partner, J.O. from West, uh, Woe Graphics.
Okay. Yeah,
my guy, J.O. from Woe Graphics. Shout out to J.O.
Yeah. Right, yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah. He helps me with a lot of designs, a lot of logos.
Nice, dude. Nice. Yep. And then, and so now you're out here in the West Coast promoting it. You know, and then what's the music looking like right now? Are you currently still recording albums? Are you I know you dropped an album, you know, with, it was Ace?
Yeah, with Ace.
Yeah. What was the name of that album?
We released a single, actually.
Okay.
Called Roses.
Okay, nice.
It was me, Ace, and Ice Uzi from Sharon Hill.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a video on YouTube right now. It's called Roses. And yeah, man, We're actually working on a project right now, you know.
Don't tell nobody. Yeah,
Don't tell mom.
There's only 6 million people that are going to hear this.
Yeah, right. don't tell nobody. But yeah, we're working on some stuff. I've actually, in the last 7-8 months, I've released 13 singles with Affiliated Records. All right. Shout out to Shorty O from Affiliated Records.
How many singles?
13.
Oh, okay. I was like, I thought you said like 600. I was like, what did he just say? No. He said 600?
Nah, 13 singles. We're at like 634,000 streams right now on Spotify.
Yeah, we're
everywhere.
Congratulations
on
that.
Shout out to you, by the way, from a business standpoint, on recognizing the dropship game. You know, I think so many people that get in the merch game right now, they think that they got to, you know, have inventory. You got to shelf it. You got to do this. And people don't understand the sunk cost in that. Right. And I can already tell you're putting your money in the quality, the design work, probably in the shipping, logistics, your fulfillment. But, you know, for those youngsters at home right now, man, that's important to understand. And good for you, man. Absolutely. I see so many people get burned in the merch game that way.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know, I know we actually had some kind of a video that we had ready, right?
Absolutely.
What are we expecting to watch here on the YouTube and everywhere else? What are we looking at? What's the name of the song?
The name of the song is called On the Clock.
Okay.
It's actually the debut song and video for Young and Rich Clothing.
Nice. All right. Well, let's play that right now.
Let's do it.
It's a movie.
When it comes to success, you gotta take steps. Ain't no such thing as an elevator. So I invest just to progress. Man, my whole team got hella haters. By any means, I'ma get the paper. They plot and go on scheme, but it's in their nature. Till I get sent to my creator. I'ma grind harder, continue to be greater. Yeah, they say it's all love, but it's a mirage. Yeah. Claim to be this and that, but it's a facade. Huh? Call you bro, and they say that you consider squad. Huh? On the low, they be hating when you wanna rise. Huh? Trying to catch a nigga slipping like he on the ice. Huh? Till them bullets barking him like he a garage. Yeah. I'ma throw this shit together like it's a collage. And keep the betrayal in the back of my mind. I feel like the world on my shoulders. Got a lot on my plate. Seem like these lanes getting bolder, and all they do is hate. Listen, all I do is grind, I just wanna be great. So I put pain in my rhymes, and hope you can relate. Listen, I'ma keep going, as I climb to the top, the grind don't stop. And every time they get used to it, think they coming out of shock, I'ma turn it up a notch. Cause I'ma let the haters hate, cause when you pay them no mind, they still gon' watch. So I'm going in 24/7, 365, man, I'm on the clock, on the clock. You know what it is when it come to me. Yeah. What you see is what you get, bam, come and see. I be looking past everything in front of me, so the fake niggas don't get a chance to front on me. They say at the top is lonely, and the closer you get, the more phony. But I can only go by what niggas show me. Before I sell out, I'm going out like Tony. What's a real nigga to do? I mean, what's it take to get bigger than you? When your squad ain't working and you sick as the flu, but you believe ain't no one man bigger than the crew.
No.
Royalty is what I live by. I'ma snap royally until I get mine. To become royalty is my agenda, but the state only see me as an offender. Why? I feel like the world on my shoulders, got a lot on my plate. Seem like these lanes getting bolder, and all they do is hate. Listen, all I do is grind, I just wanna be great. So I put pain in my rhymes and hope you can relate. Listen, I'ma keep going as I climb to the top. The grind don't stop. And every time they get used to it, think they coming out of shock, I'ma turn it up a notch.
because I'ma let the haters hate. Because when you pay them no mind, they still gonna watch. Yeah. So I'm going in 24/7, 365, man, I'm on the clock, on the clock.
Let them haters hate because they're still watch, bro.
Young and rich, baby. Young and rich. Yeah, man. Yes, that shit was hot, bro.
I like that, man.
Damn. Well, listen to this, man. Bar. It's Cannabis Talk 101. When I come back, more with Young and Rich, Drip.com, and Bullets right here.
Jumping. Keep it locked.
Hell yeah.
Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to Cannabis Talk 101 now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Now back to the number one cannabis show on the planet. You know what? F*** it. Now back to the number one cannabis show in the universe. Cannabis Talk 101.
Yo, if you need a lawyer, well, we got your man, Freddie Sage. Call our attorney. He's at the Fox Firm. Fox Firm with two X's. He has the best known criminal defense attorneys in cannabis law and entertainment law, from low-level misdemeanors to high-level felonies. Dude's got matters related in cannabis. Fox Firm has you covered. Free initial consultation on all legal matters. Call them at 310-877-5033. That's the Fox Firm with two X's. Freddie Sage got you covered. We're now back here with Mr. Bullets.
What up, Bullets? Yeah.
What up?
Man, that song was sick, that bro.
Thank you. Dude, I appreciate it.
That's how PA does it, huh?
Yes, sir. Philly all day.
So I hear you're moving to Cali, huh?
Oh, you know. This is like a second home for me.
14 years later.
Yeah. 14 years later.
Oh, yeah. Welcome home, bro.
So tell me, you know, I know you got, you know, some new family and stuff with you and things like that. So tell me some of the people that are helping you with everything that you got here that you've been putting together. Because obviously it's about your team, you know,
finding the right
folks. So give some of the family some love, man.
Well, my business partner, Nicole Ford, or another business partner of mine, Sean Penn, you know, Bizzle.
Yeah.
That's basically the team right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's the grind.
Lean and mean.
Shaking. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, everybody knows Sean Penn. You know what I'm saying? Bizzle, I mean, Bullets. Shout out to Bizzle, man. That's the homie right there. Oh, I got to see him today.
I want to actually shout out a new member of the team. Yada Bear from Philly. He has his own clothing line called Ben Sturdy.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm Ben actually, Sturdy, we're actually linked together. He has a storefront in Northeast Philly called Pick Me Prince.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so Young and Rich is in there too. 5932 Old York Road, Philadelphia, PA.
Nice. Do you know the website offhand?
No, not offhand.
Yeah, no,
you know
what I mean? You know, I'll tell you, man, you know, it's not easy, one, you know, penetrating the markets. But one thing that we do know is, and this is based on even our last show, we had Nima on the show. Shout out to, you know, Hit Boy, Big Hit, and the whole team over there at the Surf Club. But, you know, it's just like his exact words was exactly what you're doing. You know what I mean? It was like, yo, just break this shit independently. there's ways to do it. The algorithms work this way. And, you know, he was over here just giving us a bunch of information that allowed us to even scale and be better. Right. And I think that, you know, surrounding yourself with those right people, you know, and sometimes you don't know how to do that, but right now you're doing it right. So, you know, ultimately it's just being consistent and conscious with your words and the things you're doing. And obviously you're doing that because it got you here. It got you to, you know, produce your own product. It got you to the records you've already have in the can that creates your history and just builds out this enormous, you know, who you are.
Right.
And it's sometimes it's difficult to showcase who we are,
right.
You know,
right.
And as an artist and someone that's been through, you know, many years of this with you and many other souls is that, you know, it's you are who you walk with,
uh-huh.
You know, and when you walk with the right team and the right people, and then you have people believe in your vision,
right.
You know, nothing can stop your vision.
Right.
And right. So you've been on a great path. And like I said, man, kudos to you for taking that, building it out, putting your own sweat into it, creating something that people can dish out. That's really fucking dope.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The song, the verse you did was really dope. You know what I mean? I don't think there's any question there. The song that you did is really dope. And the gear that we got on, the gear that you know, that we've seen on the website and that you brought with you today. I mean, the shit is hot.
It's quality.
Yeah, it's
thank
hot,
you, bro.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? And I'm proud of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, congratulations, bro, because this shit's dope. And nothing but blue skies, man. This shit's hot.
Yeah. We were talking offline, too. You know, that verse in there about the haters going to hate, but they're still watching, I believe it was.
Yeah.
But, man, that resonated with me because we were talking, man, on Instagram. You know, when you're coming up, you see all those people still watching every damn story, but they're not commenting. They're not buying shit, but they're still watching.
Oh yeah.
And we always say, man, they're the people that are coming to the concert with cheap seats.
Yeah.
But they're still showing up to the concert.
Yeah. You know,
my man Wallow, on that stage.
My man Wallow 267 said it best. Your haters are your best marketing team.
Hell yeah.
Well, if they're not talking about you, you're not doing anything.
Exactly.
You know,
it's
easy to criticize somebody that's not doing nothing. I mean, you know, it's really easy to criticize someone that is, you know what I mean?
Right,
like, you know, you could sit there and I tell people that's a reflection on themselves. You know, when someone's like, this is this, that, if you really listen to them, they're really telling you what they're not doing.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because if I don't have time to talk about someone bad,
right,
you know what I'm saying? I can only focus on what I got to get done.
Right.
You know,
I'm too busy working.
Yeah. And every once in a while, someone pissed me off. You know what I'm saying?
my favorite line that Blue says, he says, what do you say? The elephant keeps marching as the dogs keep barking.
Yeah.
You know, and I love that
just
one, man.
Just keep moving, man. Just keep moving. You know?
Absolutely.
You
know?
But yeah, and that's the reality. And that's what you're doing right now. You're just marching. You know, brought you, I mean, to get from Philly, you know, from the East Coast to the West Coast to get on the show, to go see your family, to, you know, I know you said you hit Disneyland. I mean, this is a mission, right? You know, but you gotta hit those points, you know, and make it worth it. You know what I'm saying? The trip is already worth it to see the family, but might as well just tap in with the family and see what's going on over here.
Absolutely.
Tap in over there. Make sure you push the stuff around and get it busy because that's what we do, you know? So
did I hear you correctly? You got four kids?
Yeah.
Hey man, I got a dog and that's a handful. So you're doing all that with four kids.
two biological, two stepkids.
What's the age range?
Well, my oldest is 22. Then I have a stepson that's 8. I have a stepson that's 6. And then I have a biological that's 4.
The 22, do you find yourself pouring into him or her? Or just kind of like, you know, like, hey man, this is, you know, let me cut the learning curve.
Definitely. He wants to follow in his father's footsteps.
Yeah.
He wants to do clothing. He wants to do music.
That's awesome,
He's watched me since he was a baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about 2-3 years old. We're putting him in a stool like this in front of the mic and he's screaming and hollering on the mic.
Because he saw you.
Like, that's what he does.
Yeah, that's what he knows.
His name is YBR Benji. Look him up on YouTube. YBR Benji.
His followers are going to increase yours pretty soon.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? He's not quite where I am, but, you know, he's a good 4,000 or 5,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
I'm a man. Well, listen, man, we're going to put you through the high five. This is something the boys do with every guest. Five questions. Just answer them straight up, you know, off the heart, off the cuff. First question is, man, how old were you the first time you smoked and where did you get it from?
Oh, wow. The first time I smoked, I was grown. I was actually grown the first time I smoked weed.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it from Roscoe.
Shout out to Roscoe.
Okay.
A lot of people are like, 07 or 15. Nah. And I was like, who was it? And they're like, so-and-so. And I'm like, he's snitching right now.
Right.
He's like, no, I was grown.
I was in the other shit when I was
Question number two of the high five. What is your favorite way to use or smoke cannabis?
A blunt, man.
What kind of
Dutch master?
Dutch master. Yeah.
All right. Question number three. What's the craziest place you've ever used cannabis?
Oh, the craziest place I've ever used cannabis. I think that would have to be Six Flags.
Six Flags, yeah. Huh? Just right there on a ride and shit. Huh?
Yeah, on a
Pacific
coaster.
Ride.
On a roller coaster. Yeah, I don't remember exactly which one.
Like it was going up.
That's good shit.
On a roller coaster.
That was a West Coast weed. Wait, was it right now at Disneyland?
No, it was Six Flags. Six Flags spot. You know,
right.
Question number four of the high five. What is your go-to munchie after you get high?
Rice Krispie treats.
With any special one, just straight up.
No, straight
OG
up original.
Ones.
Homemade original Rice
or the
The Rice Krispies from the company.
Yeah, from the
absolutely.
Rice Krispies. We did a bus tour right now for our Master Mentors Live, and we went through a massive dispensary, and the dude had the Rice Krispies. First time I had the chocolate ones.
Yeah.
And man, my little fat ass just got hooked. I think I took three of them and had them on the way home. Last question on the high five, brother, is if you could smoke cannabis with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Notorious B.I.G.
Why?
Just because Biggie is a legend, and he's one of the few legends that have passed that I've never actually got to meet.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just such a genius. He was so brilliant. You know what I mean? As far as me being an artist, you know what I mean? Him being who he is, I would love to just smoke with him and like just pick his brain and, you know what I mean? Get knowledge from him about the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What he's going through. You know what I mean? With the stuff
all-time
he's
favorite
seen.
Artist?
All-time favorite artist. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You have a chance to rock with Pac?
No, I haven't. I haven't got a rock with Pac, but you know, I'm an East Coast boy.
Yeah,
so.
That's
I mean, great. Me and Roscoe were in the studio back probably when that was happening at Death Row. And, you know, I got to peek at him through the door. And
I've
seen him roll up on me. And, you know, I mean, like, what are you doing? I'm like, you know, I'm just acting some shit out. And like, all right. You know what I mean? But, you know, those are the good days, man. And you know, who's your second favorite artist?
My second favorite artist is alive. And I would have to say Snoop Dogg.
Nice.
I would have to say Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, why? Why Snoop?
I met Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg didn't know me from Adam. We were, I forget the radio station we were at out here.
Power 106 or the Beat 93.
And we were in the radio station, and everybody was freestyling on the air over beats. You know what I mean? And they just kept playing like what was popping at the time. And Snoop just kept telling him, like, put that gangster shit on. Put that gangster. We want to rap over that Death Row shit. You know what I'm saying? And they just wouldn't listen to him. So eventually, after about 5 minutes, you know what I mean? Snoop was like, we out. You know what I mean? There's a good 15 of us in there.
Yeah.
And he's like, we out. And when we got in the elevator, me and him had never spoke. We got in the elevator. I'm looking back. He's in the back of the elevator. I'm in the front of the elevator by the door.
Hit the mic closer.
He looks me right in my eyes. Don't know me from Adam. Looks me right in my eye and say, always stand up for what you believe in, cuz.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's, you know what dope. I'm saying?
That's a great
memory. That was heavy for me because I watched him on TV. You know what I mean? I never met him before that day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For him to look me at my face and tell me that was big for me.
Yeah.
You know
that's
what I mean?
That's a big deal.
He's always been my favorite artist alive since then.
You've probably thought about that moment several times in your career.
Oh,
like
I think
when
about
you're in
it
business, right?
Well, that's why I asked, because I'm like, oh, I know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's for artists, you know, I think a lot of us, you know, look at it and go, you know, you know, this person, you know, popped my cherry, if you will. You know what I'm saying? There's always that artist that were like, yo, man, it was like, for me, it was like, you know, Eazy-E and Dre, Snoop, and that whole NWA, you know, the NWA album was like, fuck, man, Ice Cube, you know what I'm saying? It just was like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, and prior to that, you know, I heard, you know, Too Short, you know, and stuff like that, which was really, really dope. And I'm a big fan. But you know, it was like when that album came out, because I wasn't a pimp, you know what I mean? I wasn't on some player shit. I was on some gangster shit.
Right.
And when NWA hit, I was like, damn, this motherfuckers are hard. And then there was chatter like, oh, Easy lives down the street. You know, I was like, what? You know, so I'm bah, 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 bang on his you know, door and then take off running and then go hide down the street and be like,
I love that story.
There they are, you know?
Right.
But you know, it goes, and it's funny how far back it goes for us with the roots of everything we've done, man. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you, man.
Man, listen, is there anybody or anything that you want to shout out before we let you get on out of here, bro?
Actually, yeah. Again, I want to shout out Shorty O from Affiliated Records. I want to shout out Bizzle from El Cappy Records. I want to shout out my brother Sean Penn, my girl Nicole Ford. I want to shout out Yada Bear 215. That's pretty much it. You know what I'm saying? My mom, my sons. You know what I mean?
You're blessed.
That's what it is.
That's
young and rich.
Hell yeah.
Well, there it is, guys. Youngandrichdrip.com. Make sure you check out my man Bullets, the Juggernaut, man. It's Cannabis Talk 101. And remember this, if no one else loves you, we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to Cannabis Talk 101 now.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.